But today actually is the winter solstice.
Yes.
Equinox. Sure. Solstice.
Solstice.
Yeah. There's vernal and autumnal equinoxes.
Right.
There are summer and winter solstices.
Yes.
Yeah.
Equinox
I just
is
saw
when
you know,
the days
the show
of
is taking time.
The same length.
I cannot beat Company Heroes with me versus two AI if I'm by myself. And
yeah.
I'm finding it very upsetting because I get so close.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping by the end of the holidays that I will figure out. And anyone listening to this who's really good at Company of Heroes, if you can beat the AI, two of them, i.e., you versus two normal AI players, so you don't have any teammate, tell me. I need to know because it's driving me crazy. I can beat two AI if I have someone on my team, no matter what their difficulty is, even if my guy's easy, but I can't beat one on two.
How did we go from solstice to that?
I just want...
Brad like, is ready to get
it
into
was,
game
it
news.
It was breakneck,
that his,
man. It was like 90 degree...
Yeah, that is,
well,
is not
I'm
so
just
subtle.
Saying, this is our last show, and I need help, okay? I'm really...
This is when Brad reaches out for help at last.
Yes.
It's all right. It's all right to ask for help, Brad.
You know, there's a game that has great AI. Is Company
Galactic
of Heroes.
Galactic Civilization.
No, game. No, Company of Heroes. Not Galactic. I wrote that crap. I know. That. God. I went through it yesterday, and I mean, I'm playing the horrible campaign of Dark Avatar. It's not horrible. That's not fair. It's the campaign's fine. It's just a Gal Civ is not well set up to do campaigns well.
Indeed.
So. I'm working my way to trying to make the code of Gal Civ do the campaign, the justification. Oh, my God, all the AI stuff that I have. I'm ashamed.
Don't be ashamed. It's
no,
all right.
No, I am ashamed.
It's
I,
all right.
It's so much better now, but it's...
It's a learning process.
Oh, well, right. In 6 months, I'll be, you know, feel the same way about the AI now.
All right,
but
let's get into
Company Heroes,
news.
Good AI.
We going to sing him in?
No. Oh, Joel?
Yeah.
Oh, it's our last show.
Yeah, we got to.
Kind of have the show. Really have the singing voice
oh,
this
that's
week.
True.
I can try.
All right. Brad will carry you.
Oh, yeah, Brad. When has Brad ever sung this song in its entirety by himself ever?
Never.
When? Never.
Go, Brad.
62 shows.
It's the show.
All right, we'll be here all night if we let that go on.
Never mind. Ready?
Yep.
One, two, three, it's the Joel Show, starring Joel.
It's Joel!
It's the Joel Show.
And he's got lots of great news.
Oh, I hope so. We were light on the tech stuff.
Well, the first thing we have here, Joel, is swing your Wii controller wildly without worry, as reported by PC World. What's that about? Do you know?
Well, first of all, you got to be really careful how you say that.
Well, yeah. I don't think so. This is Power User TV, man. Where you been?
Yeah. Well, I swing my Wii all the
say,
time.
We make,
I tell you.
We make as many Wii jokes as
and
we
I
can.
And I don't even have a Nintendo Wii. It's like a mace.
Yeah. Oh, man. Walked right into that one. He's been waiting 62 episodes for that.
Victory is mine.
Waiting 62 episodes to make that joke. All right. Sorry, Joel. Go ahead, please.
Well, I have a Wii, and being that I don't have girl parts, I
good for you.
The little wrist strap that Nintendo put as part of the control, it's really sad and lacking. I mean, it's tiny. It's like a half a bajillionth of a millimeter thick.
Okay.
The strap.
The tiny little the dental floss that they use. And people are making the mistake of not... You know, when they're playing the sports games and they're really flinging this thing around and they don't have a firm grasp, thinking that the strap is going to hold it.
Right.
Not so much. I mean, I've seen pictures of the Wii flying into TVs and making holes in walls and stuff like that. So Nintendo has actually recalled, I guess they're replacing the straps. I don't know if they're recalling it or if they're just sending out replacement straps or whatnot. But.
That's nice.
They're doing it
for free.
I'm so ashamed of the United States.
That's what I'm thinking.
For symmetry, I guess I need to bash the United
States.
The U.S.,
States. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're such a bloody, lawsuit-happy, litigious society. It's just ridiculous that... I don't know why people even make products for this country.
I know.
Because they just, oh, yeah, there is actually a class action lawsuit about this. It's like, you know,
yes,
if you throw your Wii controller into the TV, that's not Nintendo's fault, okay?
Right.
I mean,
if you can't hang on to it.
If you can't hang on to a four-ounce controller,
yeah. You shouldn't be playing with it.
If you can't control with your Wii, if you don't know how to handle your Wii, then you have no business playing with it.
That's what I say.
Yeah.
If my Wii broke my TV, I would tell everyone I know.
Yeah, if you broke your TV,
the hole in the wall.
If you broke your TV with the Wii, it's not the time to brag about it.
And yes, it is a litigious society. And by the way, you'll be hearing from my lawyers.
Because I'm offended by your remarks.
It is. But this story, I know we've been talking on Quarter3.com quite a bit, and it is one of those things where I can't believe that. I understand some people being annoyed or whatever, but a class action lawsuit about a cord?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Totally.
I mean, good God.
Yeah, stupider things have happened.
See, here's what the lawsuit's about. If you do this, that's what you're suing Nintendo for.
He opened up his hand.
Yeah,
so
you just let it go.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, the thing is, there's no recall yet, and I don't think there was, like, there is a class action lawsuit, but it hasn't, Nintendo is doing this sort of preemptively as more and more people are complaining. I guess the strap is pretty flimsy, so they are offering free replacements. And
3.2 million straps.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
That is a lot of, that's a lot of straps.
That's a lot of straps.
Woo, all right.
That's just about enough to handle my Wii.
There you go. So I'm going to link that story. So if you got a Wii and you need to replace your strap, then you can contact them. Yeah, I went there, Derek. Don't give me that look.
Hey, right. It's all cool, man.
All right, Joel. I understand now it is the end of the year. That's what they tell me. And
Winter solstice,
indeed.
Shortest day of the year.
So we're thinking that you should give us a wrap-up of what you think are the three top games of any, you know, genre, any platform for 2006. Can you do that?
Wow. Just three, not 30.
Was there that many good ones, you think?
Oh, there were a lot of good. This was a great year for games.
Was it?
It's not like
it's a great year.
All righty. So, well, give us your top ones, your top games, your top picks. And I'll cut you off at some point if you're just going on too long.
Well, I kind of have my top five. I broke it into different genres, and I kind of picked my little game of the year for each one. Quite the prestigious award.
Indeed. Joel's Game Picks of the Year.
Game Picks of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. First is the real-time strategy games, and it's as close to the no-brainer as existed this year. It's Company of Heroes.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely solid. Brad, I'll send you some tips later.
Can you beat the AI with one versus two? You can?
Yes. I have played it hundreds of hours.
Oh, got it. You definitely. So you've played one versus two AI.
Are we talking skirmish mode?
Skirmish mode.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
I can beat it. Well, I won't say easily. It can still whip me once in a while. But
Definitely email me.
I'm pretty solid.
There must be something I'm overlooking.
I'll email you some tips, but the one thing, you got to think like a World War II soldier.
You got to think. Yeah, and I don't know about. I don't know how I was as a World War II soldier. Now it would be, you know, hiding in a fetal position.
That would be under Canada.
Canada went and fought World War II. So.
That's French. The French did that.
Yeah, the French. Yeah, you're thinking the French,
right?
I think you just get away from anything, Canada.
Yeah.
Just go to Canada.
No, right. Not this time.
Not this time. Pal.
Okay. Anyway. First-person shooter, mine of the year, is the add-on for the game Fear.
Okay.
Anything that gives you more fear is a good thing.
Hmm.
what was the laugh for that?
I was just thinking, like, marriage and shit. The first thing that popped into my head was relationships, marriage, women. Oh, God.
I'm afraid.
Okay. Yeah. Wake up in a one sweat.
Yeah.
What is it, honey? I had a dream.
Okay. Role-playing games, another kind of a no-brainer, was Oblivion. Mm-hmm. The monster was Oblivion this year. It was a clear winner. And actually, narrowly won my overall Game of the Year award.
Indeed. Oblivion. It was Oblivion, Game of the Year, huh? Joel's Game of the Year.
Joel's Game of the Year. sports game was actually, being the baseball nerd that I am, I picked a text baseball game for my sports game, Pure Sim Baseball. It's worth it.
Mm.
And okay. my turn-based strategy game was, of course, Galactic Civilizations 2.
Woo! We won! Yeah. We won!
We won Joel's award.
I'd like to thank the Academy.
I'd like to thank all the little people that I pissed on my way to the top. And all the ladies in the balcony. Thank you. Good night.
And it's not just my award. I mean, it's not just Joel that is picking Galactic Civilization as winners. Your awards are being heaped on you.
That is right. Actually, thank you for bringing that up. Galactic Civilization 2 has won some kind of award. Brad?
GameSpy gave us the Turn-Based Strategy Game of the Year award.
Woot.
And I know GameSpot has us up as one of the finalists. They didn't break it out between real time and turn-based, and you know, I'll get to my awards too, but I certainly couldn't. I wouldn't pick Galciv 2 over Company Heroes.
Yeah.
But, so that's pretty cool. And I haven't seen what IGN and some of the others have come up with yet, so that's pretty exciting. I mean,
very exciting.
You know, I'm just glad we come out 2 months sooner. We'd have been competing with Civilization 4. That would be a tough. That would be pretty tough.
Yes.
Oh man, you'd take them down.
Oh yeah. I don't know.
Oh yeah, totally.
I'm a big Civ. I am a Civ 4 fanatic, and I a problem when you work on a game, you see all the flaws. Every time I play the game, I'm so embarrassed, and don't even want to admit that I worked on, and it doesn't matter whatever product I'm on, but the more involved I am, the more ashamed I tend to be.
What did you think of the Warlords add-on?
That's a different topic. I'm really a cheap, and so if I'm paying $30 for something, I have pretty high expectations. I was a little, I didn't feel Warlords came with enough stuff.
Thank you. I agree.
You know, I think it would have been fine if it was only. And this is one of those things. I know Tom and I have had this debate many times, but you know, the price of something really does matter. Mm-hmm. If Warlords was a $20 add-on, I probably would feel quite a bit different. But at $30, I'm like, you know, $30, it's almost, you know, it seems like it's making a message of this is practically another game you're paying for. It's three-fifths of the cost of the original game. So that was my view. So I don't feel I got three-fifths of the original value.
Brad, do you have some game picks of the year?
Well, my game of the year is not Oblivion. It is Company Heroes. I feel that Company Heroes is the best put together game I have played in years. It would have been even in the past 2 years, easy. Yeah. And I'm trying to. I don't want to go back too far because I'll forget. Like,
how long has that been out now?
It came out I think in the fall.
Okay.
But I mean, it is just so well put together that even if you're not into strategy games, you can really appreciate. For example, even as you're installing it, the game from there's so many innovative things. When you're installing the game, it gives you a background. The background screens change. It's giving you a little bit of a background on World War II. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not a game. Galactic Civilizations just throws up there bitmaps of aliens, which I thought was pretty clever at the time. But compared to that. That's really, really clever. So that's by far my favorite game of the year. I liked Oblivion. Oblivion would be one of the best games of the year, too. I put that as the best role-playing game that came out last year. Like many people on Quarter to Three, the enemies leveling up with you made it so I wouldn't complete it because I never felt that sense of dread, like, oh, I don't know where I'm going to go. I might get killed because everywhere in the world, the monsters are going to be roughly the same level as I am. But that said, I can recognize the difference in opinion on design versus the quality of the game. And that game is just immense, immense quality. And then it's tough because I didn't play as many games last year as I... You know, World of Warcraft really kind of changed my gaming habits. And I can't count World of Warcraft because, you know, that didn't come out last year. But I used to buy a lot more PC games before I got into MMOs. I would have to say for the third game would be the Counter Strike or the Half-Life episode was it episode 1 or 0?
Episode 1.
Episode right. 1. It could have provided a little bit more time. You know, again, it's one of those things where I know it's expensive to do these things and they didn't know how well it would sell. Because it was primarily digitally distributed. But I still think it provided a great experience for the gamer. Though there were some other games that came out that I did like that didn't get as good reviews, I felt, as they deserved. I felt Caesar 4 should have gotten more praise. I think the best add-on last year was Warlords. Help me out, Joel.
Warhammer?
Dawn of War. Yeah, the Dawn of War standalone expansion pack is just phenomenal. I don't know if you've read about that. I don't have it in front of me. But that was really good. And
Dark Crusade.
Yeah, Dark Crusade. And one game I have not got to play yet that I want to play is Medieval 2 Total War, which I've heard mixed things. Some people say it's really good, and some people are really disappointed. I can't say I haven't played it, but it's a game that's been very well-liked by the people who like it seem to really like it.
I just got it yesterday, so I can't really form an opinion. But
what was that game where you roll around and just pick up everything in its path?
Oh, that's for the PSP, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm just going to pick that one. I've not even played it. I've never played it. I just think it's such a bizarre idea for a game. That's mine.
Nice.
And Guitar Hero.
Guitar Hero was...
which I have played.
Yeah, yeah.
Freebird!
I played that bowling game on the Wii for about 10 seconds, and so I picked that one.
You know, I was doing the Guitar Hero thing and doing like the Pete Townsend windmill.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I, you know, grabbed it by the end and smashed it on the amp, you know. And then they kicked me out of Best Buy.
Nice.
Well, I think next year, I mean, we'll have to, you know, we probably will do an episode that where we do a roundup again. And I think we'll probably have more console stuff because this has been such a great year for consoles.
Yeah. What are you guys looking forward to in 2007? What are you looking forward to coming out?
Gosh, I mean, it's hard for me not to say, even though I've kind of curtailed my World of Warcraft playing, I'm really looking forward to the Burning Crusade.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's going to kill me. I know it's going to suck up all my free time again. And, you know, my kids will once again forget what I look like. But, you know, I'm looking forward to that. And I'm looking forward to Silent Hunter 4. It's a World War II submarine sim.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, being the World War II nerd that I am.
Well, I have a long, long list. I'm very excited about next year.
You have 1 minute. Go.
Oh, 1 minute. elephants. birds. Well, Supreme Commander is supposed to come out first quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been in the beta of that. I have, you know, you can't judge something from its beta. Really, you know, we know how crappy our stuff is, and our stuff's usually absolute crap until the last minute. I have some concerns about how Supreme Commander is going right now. But I'm hoping, I'm praying that it becomes a total annihilation error that needs to be, because I need Tom Chick, if he's listening to this, to accept that Total Annihilation is the greatest strategy game in human history. And if aliens came to our planet, demanded one reason why we should be allowed to exist, that we would hold up Total Annihilation as a game that would explain why the human race should be allowed to survive.
Mm.
But you know, whether Supreme Commander will be able to meet that kind of expectation remains to be seen. But either way, I'm going to end up getting it. Another game is, of course, Spore comes out next year.
That's
and
right.
You can't.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe. Yeah.
I'm interested to play that.
Are you?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, so Spore's, I'm very interested. I'm not, you know, the thing is that as much attention as Spore has gotten, I hope people don't let their expectations. Expectation management's tricky.
Yeah.
Because I remember I got really excited for a game called Sim Earth, also from Will Wright. And I liked it, but it was not a mainstream hit. And sometimes really cool concepts are really hard to turn into games, but I do think Spore. I mean, Will Wright's. I think Will Wright's the best game designer in the world. I actually think he's the best. I mean, Sid Meier and him are right up there, but Will Wright really tends to come up with some really off the wall stuff. Anyway, at PC. I mean, I'm not going to get into on consoles and the guy designs Mario, You also have, of course, you have Burning Crusade. I am not going to play it, probably, even though my friends from Blizzard, if you're listening to this, I love the game. That's why I can't play it.
I needed a 12-step program.
Yeah, it destroys me utterly.
Please let me in the beta.
No, I turned down the beta.
Did you?
I was off.
Dawn, you could have given it to me. you're off my Christmas card list.
Yeah,
you're off my Christmas card list.
Yeah.
There's also Well, of course, we can't forget Sins of a Solar Empire, because that game,
it's gonna rock sore.
Oh yeah, it's gonna rock because it's a dream come true, total annihilation in space, and that's a game I have some involvement on. So as a Stardock game, I'll be heavily involved, and we just got the new internal alpha this afternoon, mm-hmm. and oh man, the graphics are so good. It is just it's a beautiful looking game. You know, it's in some ways it kind of reminds me of almost like a bit of Company of Heroes, but you know, again, it's in space where you're having to grab things with your fleets and stuff, and it's just I just really like it. I think that the only thing that would hold that game back, I think, from being a true classic, assuming you know the game turns out the way we hope it will, would be of course our marketing clout, right? If it was coming out from Electronic Arts, everyone would be going, Sins of a Solar Empire, that's the game we all want to play. That's the big game of next year. And
it is,
you know, it says a lot about our industry that who something's coming from matters way more than how good the thing is. Mm-hmm. But those are the three things I'm really looking forward in particular. And there's other things I'm not listing, I know very well, but
well, I think that about covers all of our news. Before we go, I do want to go around and get you guys' opinion. What's your favorite Power User TV moment? Joel, let's start with you. What was your favorite moment? Your most memorable moment?
I guess I would have to say my first show.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe I was a part of it, and it's been nothing but a joyride the whole way through. But I'd say my first one.
And I tell you what, man, we are so happy to have you along.
That and Derek's girl parts.
Yeah, Derek's girl parts.
Everyone loves my girl parts.
The gift that keeps on giving.
Except for Derek. He doesn't love his girl parts.
Keeps on giving.
You like that? Do you like that, Derek?
I like that.
Okay.
Well, parts of me are still applauding.
So Derek and I talked about this before the show, and we actually have the same favorite moment.
Yeah, we met in the middle. She's like, no way, that's mine too.
No way.
Seriously? Yeah, yeah. Seriously. Go ahead.
It is it's the story that Brad told about that first online game you were playing where you had to...
Ultima Online.
Ultima Online.
I should write that down in blog form.
Slaving away in the mines for weeks and weeks. Hey guys.
Yeah, you know, I didn't look. I didn't have time to look before we came on the show to see what episode that was on. So I'm going to post that in the show announcement. So look for that, because that was far and away one of the funniest things I have heard in a long time. I laughed so hard I almost peed my pants. So, and of course, Brad's sitting over there going, "You were laughing at me, not with me." So,
well, it was, you know, those were the kumbaya days when we thought, "Well, we'll go online; it'll be great, and everyone can work together in a virtual society." Except the problem is that we quickly learned that if there's no consequences to bad behavior,
right,
people will do very bad things.
Yes, they will. That's true. And what is your favorite show moment, Brad?
Most of it's a long haze, but my favorite show moment is when we sang the spam, you know, the My Fair Lady.
Yes, yes, the
spam
musical.
Spam and Ram may surely wreck our land.
Yeah. That was our musical episode, and I will also, I don't remember what
episode
number that
51.
Is. Episode 51. Yes, so check that out if you haven't heard that one.
I actually think episode 51 was my favorite one of all the episodes we did.
It was
good episode. 52, which was the video one, is right up there too, because we clearly didn't know what we were doing, and but it's so ad hoc. I mean, there's this one part where we're looking at one of the cameras, and all three of us look up at the camera, which is, there's actually no camera in this room.
Yeah.
I mean, well, there was then, but I mean, there's no hidden camera, but we all looked at the same thing.
Yeah.
As if it had been rehearsed,
yes,
and it wasn't.
And it wasn't. It's because after all this time, we worked together like a
well-oiled
machine.
Yep.
That's right. I'm going to miss it.
Me too.
I'm going to miss you guys. I'm so sorry I have to take you out back and put you down right after the show.
Wow.
It's a shame, really. It seems like a waste.
Call dibs on our crap, Joel. You got to call dibs. I'm going to start doing a pirate bootleg podcast.
Right on.
Throw it together in my spare time.
There you go.
Upload it in the wee hours of the morning.
That's right.
Link it all up. Nobody will see it coming.
What are you going to call it?
I don't know.
I'm not bitter.
He's gonna call
I'm not bitter.
He's gonna call it the Joel Show.
As he should.
Yes. All right. That's our show. That's our last regularly scheduled show.
Hey, what do you think is going to happen with Power Noobs now?
I don't know, but our fans who started up Power Noobs, they're like on episode 5 or something now, aren't they? They're going whole hog. Yeah,
they kind of started just to kind of lampoon our show.
Yeah.
Which they do fairly well.
Sure.
You know, it's not a bad show at all. In fact, go listen to them now. We won't be around.
Yeah.
Well, we'll still be around. We're just not doing scheduled.
Regular sure. Yeah. Schedule, yeah. We will periodically plop out a steaming fresh show.
Oh, my God.
Nice way of putting it.
It's my pleasure.
Oh, yeah. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. This podcast was brought to you by neowin.net, wincustomized.com, and quartertothree.com. We've appreciated your support these 62 regularly scheduled episodes. Please look for special Power User TV episodes. And Brad is giving me the, wait signal.
We didn't do our call-outs to people.
Okay.
All right, just a quick few call-outs to people. Want to say hi to Sadhu on neowin.net.
And the Gothic Fairy. Hello, Gothic Fairy.
Yeah.
You always get that voice.
I do.
Gothic fairy.
Hello, girl. Yes.
And let's see. We also have, of course, we want to say thank you to Tom Chick from the Quarter
Indeed.
Three.
Right.
As well as Steve and Marcel from neowin.net.
That's right.
Who we'll probably be seeing all these guys at CES.
Right.
So they're great support.
Special thanks to Paul Boyer and Zumba, Mike Crassweller, who have both been on the show as guests.
And thank you for the regular gang on Quarter Three. Besides Tom, there's also Mark Asher and Rogue Frog and Back Off and Robert Sharp and
the Angry Gamer, which never made it.
Yes,
yeah, there's a good old Stroker Ace, Rob Merritt, Tom Ole.
Let's not forget like LOC Matt Perkins. And
that's right.
Kim Shiznid, who came in on the
that is right.
Yeah,
on the initial get going. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Deep T, and of course Steve Ballman and Jeff Green, Jeff Green that runs Games for Windows is now a Microsoft slave like
the
I
rest
am.
Of us. Yes.
So welcome to the precious. And let's see, I'm trying to think. I know I'm forgetting a lot of people, but
IRC, our peeps who've been supporting us, we have Mark Athanas and Jakku and Word and.
Yes, McElfunky and
Desert Fox.
Island Dog.
Island
in there.
Dog.
Did you say Markanthus?
Yeah.
Okay.
Missing Intellect.
Mavex.
Mavex, that's right.
Maverick, right?
Whose name ends with an X, but a small one.
Yeah, a little one.
Yeah, there, and people with very strange, like there's Evil Squirrel,
Evil
Jakku,
Squirrel, yes.
And various other people that.
Milan.
Milan.
Right. Our boy.
People
Milan.
Who want Powerbot.
Powerbot, yes, we got to thank the Powerbot.
Boy,
Powerbot,
boy, bot,
hey, bot. That's right, Purrball.
Yep.
So yeah, I mean, you know, I tell you, it's really fun being. That's what I love about the internet. There's people here, especially our generation. We're in our 30s here, and we think we're online, but the people who are young, the generation below us,
are jacked in.
They're totally jacked in, and it is. I have to say, I really enjoy hanging out with people on Quarter Three and on neowin.net. And we kind of give short shift to the one that's more popular than both of them, and that's wincustomized.com, where we have Jaffo, who helps keep the ship together. And, and, of course, you got Wise Old Man, WOM, and of course, Island Dog. We can't forget him.
Nope.
He's helping out. And Corkio, who's occasionally submits news and... There's the whole Fuzzy Logic. Can't forget him. And lots of other people. It's funny. Do the three sites have anything in common? One's a game site that's mostly hung out on by industry experts, on Quarter Three. Right. Neowin.net is a tech news site mostly hung out by a younger crowd that's very technically
savvy.
Right. And WinCustomized.com is hung out by people who want to turbocharge their Windows experience.
Right? Yeah,
very very different groups. So I guess it reminds me of back when I was a child and I used to catch a crayfish and I'd have the crayfish battle to the death, one in hand. You kind of want to do that with the websites, right? Grab them by the back, put them together. All right, you win. All right, WinCustomized, Quarter to Three.
Oh, man. Ah.
Okay, I've had too much Coca-Cola now.
I forgot a name also, Elianth.
Aliens.
Can you think of anybody else that we've forgotten?
Probably. I don't even remember what I had for breakfast. So
yeah, good.
Let alone all these people. But I do love them though.
Well, that's it for us, folks. Again, we've appreciated your support over these 62 episodes. Check back for special episodes in the future, and of course, just to keep the dream alive. We love you all. Peace out.